All right. Lie down on your backs and scan how you're making contact with the floor. So just for the recording, this is at our study group of our San Diego Feldenkrais training program. So we're going to do the lesson as if we kind of already know how to do ATMs and stuff like that. So in particular with scanning yourself, sense how your two shoulder blades are making contact with the floor and how your two arms are resting on the floor. So some things to note are how far away are your hands from your pelvis? Is there a difference between the two? How are your hands resting on the ground? Are they palms up? Are they palms down? How much weight do you feel in each arm? Is one arm resting more coherently into the floor? And now roll your head a couple times, just left and right, easily and softly. And get a sense, how much ease do you have rolling the head in each direction, both left and right? Is there one direction that's a little bit simpler than the other? And leave that. Now, this lesson is all going to be just on one side of the body. So I'm going to make the directions be for the right arm and the right side of the body. So you can just do that. If you prefer, for whatever reason, your left arm, then you can do the left arm, but just switch the direction. So I'm going to keep it the right. So now let's take the right hand and place it on your belly, somewhere where it can rest nice and comfortably. So the palm is just resting on the belly. And slide the palm a little bit up and down your abdomen. So from your lower abdomen up to your solar plexus and down, just a couple times. Leaving the elbow on the floor. The elbow stays on the floor. You just slide your palm. It doesn't have to be a great distance. Just slide it up and down a little bit. And feel what you have to do, because you do have to do something very small and subtle in your forearm and in your shoulder joint. Now, leave the palm somewhere just on your belly. And now turn your hand over as if you wanted to bring the back of your hand to make contact with your belly. So there's two ways that you could do this, right? Once you have your palm up, you can turn your back of your hand one way or the other way. One way is easier, one way is a little harder. You don't have to make contact with the back of your hand. You just want to rotate your forearm as if you want to get the back of the hand to touch the belly. And again, make sure you're breathing. Do this very, very lightly. The idea is to rotate the hand. It's not to get the back of the hand touching. As you do this, pay attention to what happens in the elbow, how the contact of your upper arm perhaps changes on the ground, how weight may shift in your shoulder blade, and anything else that may happen. Leave this, lengthen the right arm, and take a pause. Okay, now let's take the right hand, put it back onto the belly, and where it's comfortable. And now let's proceed with turning the back of the hand so that your pinky finger rotates, so that your pinky finger comes towards your face. And now, if you need to, and we all do, lift the elbow so that you can get the back of the hand to make contact, or somewhat of the back of the hand, and come back. So the elbow lifts, and as the elbow lifts, you're able to roll your hand more. So the back of the hand makes contact. So bring the pinky, roll it over so that the pinky starts going up towards the ceiling and then towards your face. So as you roll the hand and you lift the elbow, and as the elbow lifts, because it needs to for the movement, so that there's a time and a place when the elbow lifts. You don't need to lift the elbow prematurely. You can just let the elbow lift as part of the process. And now rest. Sense any changes that you may be feeling between the right side of the shoulder and arm and the left side. Let's bring the right hand onto the belly again. And just let me give you the instruction before you do it. Let's proceed with this direction. So lifting the pinky up, bringing it towards the face, the elbow lifts. And now, as you complete that motion, the wrist actually turns. And so you lift your elbow towards the sky, and your fingers end up pointing down towards your pubis. So there's a natural rotation that happens. You don't have to have your entire back of the hand on the thing. It's making contact with you, but that's the direction that it's going. And the elbow ends up pointing more or less towards the ceiling. So as you roll the hand over, there's a rotation that happens, and you can even lift. The hand then also naturally, as the elbow starts pointing towards the ceiling, the hand naturally slides up towards the sternum. So the hand doesn't have to stay on the abdomen. The entire contact, the entire front of your body is fair game. And once you're there, you can even slide your hand all the way up to the top of your sternum. The back of the hand all the way to the top of the sternum, and slide it back down. And just feel what happens, how the shoulder makes contact with the floor, the rotation of the humerus within the glenohumeral joint, the rotation of the forearm. And then also what happens towards with your head and with your neck. So just do this one or two more times, then we'll take a break. Find an ease and comfort in having your elbow pointed towards the ceiling and the back of your hand sort of making contact with. It doesn't have to be the full, it could be just the thumb and the index finger making contact, but the elbow roughly pointed towards the ceiling and the back of the hand somewhere on your sternum. You start with the hand, with the palm on the belly, but eventually the back of the hand, it's easier to have this the back of the hand on the sternum. And take a rest and pause.
So the way the first part of this lesson builds up is that we're going to be, that this movement is sort of like building further and further. So you start with the palm of your hand on the belly and rotate the palm to slide the back of the hand up, which lifts the elbow, and rotates the fingers so that they point down. Okay, so let's put the palm on the belly again, and let's do this movement. But once you get the back of the hand onto the sternum with the elbow pointed towards the ceiling in this direction, then pause. And find some place that's nice and comfortable. Your elbow pointed to the ceiling, back of the hand, somewhere on the sternum. So now, very gently, as if some light strings were attached to your elbow, bring your elbow 1 centimeter towards the ceiling and lower it again. This means lifting your shoulder blade just a little bit. So lift the elbow towards the ceiling, lengthen the elbow towards the ceiling, thereby lifting the shoulder blade just a tiny little bit. Now, in previous, you know, we've lifted our arms towards the ceilings a bunch throughout our training program and experience of doing ATM. But putting the arm in this kind of a constraint makes it very different to lift the elbow. Just do it a couple more times and really just sense what is different. Pause, let your arms go long. Now, take your right arm and raise it to the ceiling. Let your hand not have any tension, nice and relaxed. And now just gently lengthen your right arm when it's straight to the ceiling. And lower it. And this is, again, causes the shoulder blade to lift. And pay attention to how the arm and the shoulder are connected, and where it is that the lift is provided. How the rib cage responds and how the head responds. Do it a few more times. We did this at the very first stages of our training program. And pause, bring your arm down. Now let's go back to bringing the back of the hand onto the sternum. And just a few more times, lift the elbow towards the ceiling. Just see, how is this different? Why is it different? Is it easier? Is it harder? Let the arms go long. So this lesson, it's called Bird Wing Right Arm. And I don't know where it comes from, but Sharon taught it. Sharon Moyano taught it, or Sharon Storico taught it a long time ago, and it was recorded, and I was fortunate enough to get a copy of it, and I thought this was a great lesson. We're mixing it up a little bit, but
It's not an Alexander Unai lesson or anything like that. Okay, so now let's go back to this position of putting the back of the hand onto the sternum. And now let's rotate the back of the hand so that right now the fingers are pointing down, but can you rotate the hand so that the fingers point up towards your head? And of course, don't force it to happen. Just a small range of movement. How would that actually work? Can you turn the fingers so that they point towards the armpit of your right hand? And then feel what has to happen. You can allow your elbow to go down. Your elbow doesn't have to stay fixed as you do this. Can you let... As you bring the fingers towards the right armpit, let the elbow go down. Go down a little bit, and it's okay if the entire back of the hand is not on the thing. Rotating the fingers towards the left armpit is probably going to be more difficult. Let the elbow go down as you rotate towards the right armpit. So now, let's bring our hand back into that same position. And now, slide the back of the hand to the left and to the right. It's almost as if the back of the hand wants to say hi to the left armpit and the right armpit. Just going over there and saying, hey, what's going on to the left one? What's going on to the right one? How's it hanging? Now this is the movements, the elbow is going left and right as we do this movement as well, but it's different because now the hand is not fixed. So pause with the hand in the center. And now do the movement of the elbow left and right, but with the hand staying set on the... How is this different? Now let the hand... Now the movement, the thought is, the hand is going to visit the left armpit and the right armpit. And everything else just follows along, because the hand's the dog that's walking. Everything else is on the leash. You're just getting pulled along by his dog. But the elbow responds, also goes left and right, and therefore the shoulder also responds. Let's see if this movement can become easier and simpler. And then rest. And again, it probably is getting a little monotonous, but pay attention to the differences between the right side and the left side. How your right hand is lying on the floor. How your right arm is lying on the floor compared to the left. Okay. Let's go back to bring the back of the hand on the sternum with the elbow pointed towards the ceiling. And again, slide the back of the hand towards the left armpit and towards the right armpit. They don't have to get there. Except now, Let the back of the hand go towards the right armpit so that you can get the fingertips into the right armpit, and then come back out, back to the center. So now let's just focus on the right armpit. So just bring the hand from the center to the right armpit, the fingers get tucked in, and you come back to the center. And once that becomes nice and simple, easy, leave the fingers tucked in. If you can, even the back of the hand can get tucked in. And once you get there, see if with the fingers tucked in, you can now rest your elbow on the floor. Just rest your elbow down, your fingers tucked in. And pause there for a second with your elbow on the ground, your fingers tucked in, wherever's comfortable. Rest, breathe. Is there any extra tension in your hand, in your forearm, in your shoulder? Now very, very gently, lift your elbow 1 centimeter, half an inch, and lower it. Take a pause, and then lift it again. And lower, obviously lower and pause, I'm sorry. And really pay attention. All right, where does the initiation of this movement come from? And where else am I making effort that's hindering this movement? If you can, as you lift the elbow, watch the trajectory of the elbow. If there was a firefly at the tip of your elbow lighting up and leaving a trail, exactly how would that move? It's subtle, but there's millions of possibilities. I don't think that's my phone. I don't even know how to turn it off. Okay. Leave this. Rest your arm long. You can just pull your hand out. All right. Let's get those fingers back into the right armpit. However you want to do it, you know, eventually it becomes a little tedious to go through this whole thing. You can sometimes just jam them right in there from the ground. But I know, it's awareness through movement lesson. If Elizabeth ever heard this. Huh? All right, so now here comes the FI, self-FI part, okay? We're going to use our left hand. What are you going to do with your left hand? You're going to reach around and grab your right elbow. Grab your right elbow. Can you keep your elbow on the floor? Yes, maybe if you brought your elbow a little closer to your side body, you may be able to reach it. One thing that you can also do is you could stand your left leg, push through your left leg to reach over, grab your elbow, and then come back. And then come back. And you could do this with standing leg. I mean, all of this can be done with standing your feet, if that's more comfortable. So, if you can't quite grab your elbow, it's okay to grab somewhere close to your elbow as well. But the elbow is, for the self-FI part, is the easiest. Once you've gotten a hold of the elbow, and it's okay if you've reached over and stuff like that, with your left hand, lift your elbow off of the ground a little bit and see if you can get to a place so that you're sort of neutral on the quasi-neutral on the ground. Anyway, the self-FI part now is you want to lift the elbow and you want to make little circles with the elbow. With your left hand directing, make little circles in space with your right elbow. So this is very tricky because you're both the receiver and you're not dialoguing with another person's nervous system now. You're dialoguing with your own nervous system, both as the mover and as the movee. And so it is a little bit complicated. You can't ask to your right arm to reduce the parasitic effort or your body to reduce parasitic effort because you have to make effort with your left hand and body to make the circles. Rest whenever you need to. Try, you know, I'm giving bad directions, I think. Let's try this again. But now, let's stand the right foot. And push your, put your elbow, your right hand in your armpit. And then lift your right elbow up to meet your left hand. And you could even push through your right foot a little bit to help that happen. Does that make sense? I think that's better direction. So pushing through your right foot will roll you over towards the left side and your hand can meet your elbow. And once you've done that, and if you can also move your hand a little bit out of your armpit. You can slide it so just the very tip of the finger is perhaps in the thing if that constraint is a little bit too difficult. The idea is with the hand close to the armpit, making circles. Using your left hand, giving yourself a self-FI and making circles. Pause, let your legs go long. If they're standing, let your arms rest down by your side. Roll your head from left to right. Come to sit. Sit cross-legged comfortably. Slowly bring your right hand so the fingertips are in the armpit, in your right armpit. Let your elbow hang. Then grab your right elbow with your left hand, sitting. Your fingers, if you need to pull your fingers out of your armpit, the very tips of my fingers are in my armpit, it's fine. And now, as your elbow is pointed down towards the ground, here, with your left hand, make small circles with the elbow. Very, very small circles with the elbow. Your right arm is not initiating movement. Your left arm is initiating movement. It's very tricky for our nervous systems to do this because the right side obviously knows what's coming. But as much as possible, allow the right side to just receive, the left side to give. Pause and let your arms go long. Okay, let's put the right fingertips into the armpit again. And now, it's no longer strictly a circle, it's like an ellipse or an oval. But now, with the right hand, you know, circle the body, circle that right elbow, so the elbow lifts up a little bit and can almost point into the front, towards the front of the room. Almost points straight ahead of you. And just feel then, when you do this, how the right shoulder blade responds, how the rib cage responds, how your head responds. You may very well be making a circle with your nose and not even realizing it, or totally realizing it. You could switch directions of the circle. Could even be making a circle with your sits bones on the ground. Okay, leave it, rest, lie on your back. In sitting, there's different options for circling the elbow than there are when you're lying on your back. Your rib cage is allowed to move differently. Your shoulder blade can move differently. You know, it's easier to create a full circling. That getting that full feeling of circling with your entire torso. Has that created a change in how the right arm and or the left arm are lying on the floor now? Take your left hand and bring it over the top of your head to hold your right ear. And gently, with your left arm, side bend your head towards the left a little bit and bring it back. Gently, comfortably, easily. As you do this, obviously your spine responds and your rib cage responds. How does your right shoulder respond? And how, if at all, does your hand respond? There's nothing your hand or your arm, your right arm should do. It's just, you know, is there a response? Pause for a second. Okay. Bring your right hand, your fingers into your armpit. And rest the right elbow on the floor. With your left hand now, reach over your head and grab your right ear. And now repeat the movement of initiating with your left arm the side bending of the head. And return. And as you do this now, feel what happens with your right arm. You could almost say it's your right wing. And so try this. As you side bend your head to the right, then as you come back, bring your right, as you side bend your head to the left, to come back, bring your right elbow closer to your torso. And so let the movement coming back be the right elbow coming closer to the torso. So the movement bending to the left is initiated by the left arm, but the movement to come back is initiated by the right elbow. And so as you bend to the side, as you bend to the left side, your right elbow comes away from your torso as you come back. When you come back, are you feeling a little bit like a chicken? All right, leave that. All right. Stand your right foot. Put your right fingertips into your right armpit. Bring your left hand and hold on to the right elbow. You need to lift the elbow up a little bit, but not only as much as you need to lift it up. So, you know, stuff. Now, make a circle. It's not really a circle now. It's going to be more like an oval or an ellipse. But circle your right elbow with your left hand. But now bring your pelvis and your right leg into the movement. So as you bring the elbow up and perhaps across to the left, push through your right foot so that to bring the right elbow further over towards the left. So you circle with the left hand, but at some point it's like, oh, I really want to get a little bit further over to the right. I'm going to push through my right foot and really circle it. So now we're integrating in the entire body. And now the rib cage really starts to move. And the pelvis starts to move. The whole idea is the elbow is circling. But the rest of the body is responding so that the elbow can do just the simple thing that it wants to do. And I generally, when I do ATMs, like to go clockwise and counterclockwise, just however I feel like it. But if you've been just going in one direction, then switch it around. Find the parts that are interesting for you and just stay there, you know? If you've been making the movement really big, you know, try and make the movement small. If you've been making it small, make it big. Like, just really push through that right leg, like, nice and solidly, and, you know, use the pushing of the leg to drive, not drive, but to bring the elbow across. And pause and just let your arms go long. Now, let's put our right hand onto the abdomen again, palm down, just rest it there. And just sense how it's resting now. Does it rest differently? Is the whole process of resting your hand on your abdomen slightly different than it was when we first started? Now, roll your hand so that the pinkies go up towards the ceiling, and the back of the hand, goes towards the thing. Very first movement we were doing. And is that movement just a little bit easier now? Simpler. And go ahead and roll it over, lift the elbow, and bring the back of the hand to make contact with the sternum. And just rest, we just rested it there. Just try that and see what that's like. And once you've done that, let your arms go long. Roll your head from side to side. And then roll up to sit and to stand and walk around just a little bit.